This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Kids on Keys, a showcase for talented young pianists. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Welcome to the Classical Network's monthly program, Kids on Keys, spotlighting some of the best young piano talent in the Classical Network's immediate broadcast region of central and southern New Jersey. My name is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network and the host and producer of Kids on Keys. This program comes to you on the first Saturday of each month and is sponsored by Jacobs Music Company. Jacobs Music Company is the area's exclusive representative for new and authentically restored Steinway & Sons and Steinway-designed Boston and Essex pianos, as well as Steinway's new Spirio reperformance piano. Jacobs Music has 6 locations in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, including its Lawrenceville, New Jersey showroom at 2540 Brunswick Pike in Lawrenceville. Each program, we will listen to performances given by these young artists in recital at the Lawrenceville location and at other regional venues. Before we start the music, I have to apologize if you hear any background drilling. There's stuff going on outside of my studio, and I don't think my soundproofing is all that sufficient. And in addition, you're going to hear my cats jumping around and meowing. But be that as it may, let us start things off today with a selection from a group of 25 harmonious etudes, which is what they're called, composed by Jean-Henri Ravina back in, I think, 1861. These are very useful technical studies and are quite charming to listen to as well. We're going to hear the etude in B minor, performed by a young pianist who has been on this program several times before, and whom I think is very talented, Anastasia Kudin. We just heard the etude in B minor from 25 Harmonious Etudes, Opus 50, by Jean-Henri Ravina. The pianist was Anastasia Kudin, who studies with Rita Sklar. Anastasia has been playing piano since she was 4 years old. She's going to be 12 in October of 2018. And she's been a grand prize winner in no less than 5 competitions, I believe. And besides her interest in music, she also enjoys horseback riding, Irish dancing, and traveling. November 4th, 1847, was a sad day in the music world. It was the day that the composer Felix Mendelssohn passed away at the tragically young age of 38. His composer friend Robert Schumann took the news rather hard, as you can imagine, And soon after, Schumann composed a piece in memory of Mendelssohn, and this piece is included as part of Schumann's album for the young. It almost sounds like this piece of music was modeled after one of Mendelssohn's songs without words. It's a very touching tribute, I think, from one composer to another. We're going to hear it performed by Zahavi Rodriguez. That was a piece from Robert Schumann's album for the young, entitled In Memoriam, November 4th, 1847. Schumann composed this piece in memory of his friend, the composer Felix Mendelssohn. We heard it performed by Zahavi Rodriguez, who is a 12-year-old pianist who studies with Hal Friedman. Zahavi has been playing piano for 5 years. He was accepted to the Juilliard pre-college program at age 11 for cello, so he plays both cello and piano. He lives in Swarthmore, Pennsylvania. Back in 1959, a very talented young pianist who was around 16 years old recorded a series of Beethoven sonatas for a record company called Westminster. And these recordings all recently came out on CD to celebrate this same pianist's 75th birthday back in November 2017. I wonder if you know whom I'm talking about. I'll give you a hint. He's not only a pianist, but he also is one of the world's busiest conductors. Do you know yet? Okay, well, I'll tell you. It's Daniel Barenboim. We're going to hear him play the Scherzo movement from Beethoven's biggest and most challenging sonata, number 29 in B-flat, opus 106. It's a sonata known as the Hammer Clavier Sonata. The Scherzo is this sonata's shortest movement, and it's full of biting humor, and it's got a couple of musical surprises that can only come from somebody like Beethoven. Let's listen to Daniel Barenboim at age 16 playing the Scherzo from Beethoven's Hammer Clavier Sonata. Thank you. The Scherzo movement, the second movement from Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 29, and a recording made by the internationally acclaimed pianist and conductor Daniel Barenboim when he was 16 years old. That was back in 1959. We have a recording by a pianist who is 16 years old today, or at least he was when this live performance was recorded, of Franz Liszt's very demanding transcendental etude titled Mazeppa. The title Mazeppa was inspired by an epic poem by Lord Byron, and it's all about a hero who has been tied to a wild horse, and the horse is running all over the place. I could never imagine that happening to me. I really don't like that idea. But the music itself is pretty wild itself, and it just explodes all over the keyboard. And believe me, it is not easy to play. It requires not just a lot of technique, but a lot of stamina, too. However, this etude seems to be no problem at all for this 16-year-old pianist, Elias Ackerley. Let's listen. Thank you. music of Franz Liszt, one of his 12 transcendental etudes. It is titled Mazeppa, inspired by a poem of Lord Byron. And we just heard a live performance of Mazeppa by a young pianist from Wales, whose name is Elias Ackerley. He recently participated in a competition sponsored by the British Broadcasting System, and I think this is a pianist who is somebody to watch. Keep his name on your radar, Elias Ackerley. And my name is Jed Disler, your host for Kids on Keys, which is sponsored by Jacob's Music Company, where you can find Steinway's new Spirio Reperformance Piano. With the touch of an iPad, Steinway Spirio brings your Steinway to life with performances from the world's greatest artists. The Steinway Spirio Reperformance Piano reveals the subtlety and passion of an artist's original performance, connecting listener and artist as only the world's best piano can. Listen to the live performances of Vladimir Horowitz, George Gershwin, Lang Lang, Yuja Wang, Art Tatum, Thelonious Monk, and countless others in the comfort of your own home. Experience Steinway's Spirio at Jacob's Music's nearby Lawrenceville showroom. The next piece that we are going to hear is titled The Peacocks of Babylon, composed by Tom Garreau. And it's easy to hear why piano teachers assign this piece quite often, for two reasons. One is that it's a great way to study trills and embellishments. And the other reason is that it's just simply a beautiful piece of music. It's just so nice to listen to. Boy, I wish this piece had been published, that it had been around when I was a kid studying. But we do have a performance here by Natalie Yeh. Let's listen. Peacocks of Babylon by Tom Garreau, performed by Natalie Yeh. Her last name is spelled Y-E-H. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. She is 9 years old. She studies with a woman whose name is either Christine Janusa or Christine Janusa. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce the J at the start of her last name. Please, please, please forgive me. In any case, Natalie attends Sharon Elementary School in Robbinsville, New Jersey. She's a winner of the Piano Teacher Forum Awards. And in addition to music, Natalie enjoys swimming. You know who else enjoys swimming? The great Italian pianist Maurizio Pollini. At least I know that he used to be an avid swimmer. When Mr. Pollini was 18 years old, he participated in the International Chopin Competition in Warsaw, in which he won first prize. And then he went on, of course, to become one of the most important and influential pianists of his time. But as a teenager, he pretty much had it all. And the legendary pianist Arthur Rubinstein was on the jury of that Warsaw competition. And about Pollini, Rubinstein said, "This boy, or this young man, plays better than any of us on the jury." Let's hear a couple of Chopin pieces recorded live during that 1960 competition. The 18-year-old Maurizio Pollini. Selections by Chopin we just heard, the Prelude in F-sharp minor, followed by the finale from the Piano Sonata No. 2 in B-flat minor, that incredibly mysterious piece with both hands playing in unison, and then that sudden explosive chord at the very end. We heard at the piano the 18-year-old Maurizio Pollini, recorded live during the 1960 International Chopin Competition in Warsaw, where Pollini won first prize. We have another young prize-winning pianist up ahead, but first let me remind you that you are listening to Kids on Keys on WWFM, the Classical Network. I'm your host, Jed Distler. Max Wang is from Plainsboro, New Jersey. He won a grand prize at the Brahraw Philharmonic Young Pianists Concerto Competition, and he also won two grand prizes at the National League of Performing Arts Young Musicians Competition, an event that takes place at Carnegie Hall. Let's hear Max Wang play an etude by his favorite composer, Frédéric Chopin. Thank you. Music by Frédéric Chopin, the Etude in B minor, Opus 25, number 10, the celebrated octave etude. We heard it performed by Max Wang here at Kids on Keys. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Kids on Keys here on the Classical Network, sponsored by Jacobs Music, who takes a leading role in the region's musical community, providing instruments and technical services for internationally renowned artists and music institutions such as the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts, the Curtis Institute of Music, Princeton University, the College of New Jersey, Westminster Choir College, and countless others, supporting schools and individuals involved in musical performance and music education. Each year, Jacobs Music sponsors recitals, masterclasses, young artist competitions, teaching and technical seminars, and other events aimed at musical enrichment that also includes the live performances that we hear on this very program. Last year on Kids on Keys, we featured a live performance of Mendelssohn's Variation Sérieuse, performed by Elizabeth Yang, who was 14 years old, and she's a student of Grace Jung-hee Yang. We're very pleased to present her again, this time with a piece by Claude Debussy called L'Île Joyeuse. Let's listen. Thank you. was a piece by Claude Debussy, L'Île Joyeuse, The Joyous Isle, and we heard it performed by Elizabeth Yang. You may have heard about our final pianist on this program from my friend Christopher O'Reilly and his radio show From the Top. Her name is Si-Yun Wu. She attends the Juilliard Pre-College. She's 17 years old. She studies with Hong Kwan Chen, and I think she's a really sensational talent. We are going to hear excerpts from Igor Stravinsky's Firebird Ballet, arranged for piano by Guido Agosti.
Thank you.
We have been listening to excerpts from Igor Stravinsky's Firebird Ballet, arranged for solo piano by Guido Agosti, and we heard it performed by a very talented 17-year-old pianist, Si-Yun Wu. Look out for her in the future. I think she is sensational. You have been listening to Kids on Keys. I'm your host, Jed Distler, artist-in-residence for the Classical Network. Our recording engineers for this program are Sam Ward and John Baker of John C. Baker Recordings, LLC. Kids on Keys is brought to you through the sponsorship of Jacobs Music Company. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available at their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Their telephone number is 609-434-0222. That's 609-434-0222. The next edition of Kids on Keys will be broadcast on July 7th at 1 p.m., and all programs are available as webcasts at our website, wwfm.org. All of us at the Classical Network thank these young pianists for sharing their talents, their love of music, and their hard work with listeners all over the world. This is Jed Distler, and until next time, be well and please be kind.